That the fight had lasted this long with a godling involved meant there were either a lot of lights or Date had already gotten him. The girl came back, pressing something into my hand. I felt it and smiled. A broomstick, broken off and jagged at one end, but otherwise perfect. Now came the hard part. I knelt and bowed my head, taking a deep breath to settle my thoughts. Then I reached inside myself, trying to find one feeling amid the morass. One singular driving need. One hunger. "Lil," I whispered. "Lady Lil, please hear me." Silence. I fixed my thoughts upon her, framed her in my mind. Not her appearance, but the feel of her presence, that looming sense of so many things held in precarious containment. The scent of her, spoiling meat and bad breath. The sound of her whirring, unstoppable teeth. What did it feel like to want as she did, constantly? How did it feel to crave something so powerfully that you could taste it? Perhaps a little like the way I felt, knowing Madding was lost to me forever. I clenched my hand around the broomstick as my heart flooded with emotion. I planted the jagged edge of it in the dirt and fought the urge to weep, to scream. I wanted him back. I wanted his killers dead. I could not have the former, but the latter was within my grasp. If I could only find someone to help me. Justice was so close I could taste it. "Come to me, Lil," I cried, no longer caring if any lights roving the junkyard heard me. "Come, darkness, damn you! I have a feast even you should like the taste of." And she appeared, crouching in front of me with her gold hair tangled around her shoulders, her madness-flecked eyes sharp and wary. "Where?" Lil asked. "What feast?" I smiled fiercely, flashing my own sharp teeth. "In my soul, Lil. Can you taste it?" She regarded me for a long moment, her expression shifting from dubious to gradual amazement. "Yes," she said at last. "Oh, yes. Lovely." Her eyes fluttered shut, and she lifted her head, opening her mouth slightly to taste the air. "Such longing in you for so many things. Delicious." She opened her eyes and frowned in puzzlement. "You were not so tasty before. What has happened?"
"Many things, Lady Lil. Terrible things. Which is why I called you. Will you help me?" She smiled.
"No one has prayed to me for centuries. Will you do it again, mortal girl?"
She was like a bobble beetle, scuttling after any shiny thing. "Will you help me if I do?"
"Hey," said the girl behind me. "Who's that?"
Lil's gaze settled on her, suddenly avid.
"I'll help you," she said to me, "if you give me something."
My lip curled, but I fought back disgust. "I'll give you anything that is mine to give, lady, but that child is Lord Dumps." Lil sighed.
"Never liked him. No one wants his junk, but he doesn't share."
Sulky, she flicked a fingertip at something I couldn't see on the ground. I reached out and gripped her hand, making her focus on me again. "I've learned who's been killing your siblings, Lady Lil. They're hunting me now, and they may catch me soon." She stared at my hand on hers in surprise, then at me.
"I don't care about any of that," she said.
Damnation! Why did I have to be plagued by crazy godlings? Were the sane ones avoiding me? "There are others who do," I said. "Nemer."
"Oh, I like her," Lil brightened. "She gives me any bodies her people want to get rid of."
I forgot what I'd meant to say for a moment, then shook it off. "If you tell her this," I said, gambling, "I'm sure she'll give you more bodies. There would be many dead new lights by the time this business was done," I hoped.
"Maybe," she said, suddenly calculating. "But what will you give me to go to her?"
Startled, I tried to think. I had no food on hand, nothing else of value, but I could not escape the feeling that Lil knew what she wanted of me. She just wanted me to say it first. Humility, then. I had prayed to her, made her my goddess in a way. It was her right to demand an offering. I put my good hand on the ground and bowed my head. "Tell me what you want of me."
"Your arm,"
she said too quickly.
It's useless now. Worse than useless. It may never heal right. Let me have it.
Ah, of course. I looked at the arm dangling at my side. There was a swollen, hot-to-the-touch knot in the upper arm that probably meant a bad break, though fortunately it hadn't come through the skin. I had heard of people dying from such things, their blood poisoned by bits of bone or infection and fever setting in. It wasn't the arm I preferred to use. I was left-handed, and I had already decided that I would not need it for much longer. I took a deep breath. "I can't be incapacitated," I said softly. "I need to still be able to run."
"I can do it quickly, so you feel no pain," Lil said, leaning forward in her eagerness.
I smelled it again, that fetid whiff of breath from her real mouth, not the false one she was using to coax me. Carrion. But she preferred fresh meat.
"Burn the end so it won't bleed? You'll hardly miss it."
I opened my mouth to say yes.
"No,"
Shiny snapped, startling us both. Leaning on one arm, I nearly fell as I tried to whirl around. I could see him. The magic of his resurrection was still bright.